It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Today is National Cassette Store Day. Believe it or not, there is a niche group of music fans who say no thanks to today's digital music and opt to keep it real by listening to music on cassette instead.
Dave Zero is here to help us figure out what the appeal is. He's the owner of Mad City Music Exchange. Dave, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
National Cassette Store Day, today or tomorrow?
It's actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
The 17th.
So how did this holiday get started?
Well, holiday, like the holiday with the...
I put air quotes on
air quotes,
yeah.
Thank you. It's actually, you have to look at Record Store Day. Record Store Day started several years ago, 2008, I believe. And that started as a way to focus on the actual art form of records, the album itself, and the independent businesses that support them and sell them. That has become a huge event, at least within the record world and within the music world. It's a very large event for us and just about every other record store in the country these days. So naturally, the bratty kid brother of Record Store Day would be the cassette. And the cassette is also just it's a tangible artifact of a time and place. And of course, there's going to be people that love anything that's kind of thrown away by mass culture, so they're going to take it up and champion it. The cassette has always been around. It never went away, just like the vinyl. It never actually left the field. Many hip-hop artists, even to this day, like your Nicki Minaj and Drake, still release the latest tape. They drop their latest tape as a way of getting their new credibility back. When they're in between albums, they drop the latest rhymes, they drop the latest beats. Huh. So there's always been a cassette culture out there. Many bands, many indie punk bands and garage bands and avant-garde and hip-hop, like I mentioned, they've always used a cassette. It's a cheap, fun, interesting way to keep an actual tangible artifact in their hands.
It's interesting because when this subject came up of National Cassette Store Day, there was some skepticism on the Central Time team. We thought, why would anyone want to choose the cassette? I mean, for one thing, the sound. With vinyl, you know, you do get this rich, warm sound. With cassettes, it doesn't seem to have that same sort of quality. So why would you want to listen to music on cassette?
Another thing that I forgot to mention is a very good sense of humor. that's also very important when you're a music fan with a very good sense of humor, and they are the people that kind of get the joke. It might not be the best sounding quality, but it's still going to sound better than your average MP3 simply because it's on analog. You just naturally lose information anytime you put music on digital. It loses information, it loses sound. So when any sort of recording is on analog, you're gonna get a better sound, even though it's cassette. Again, but the sense of humor about it all, everyone that's involved with it, they understand it's not a huge money-making event. It's not a huge sales for them. It's fun. It's novel. It gives something to their fans and to their crowd that... is unique, and they're very limited, and it's a fun thing to have, basically.
I left cassettes largely because of attrition. I mean, cassettes would die, and then cassette players would just start eating cassettes, and finally hit a point where I don't know if you could still buy them, but I thought, well, they keep dying. I've got the CDs. I guess I don't need to keep going back to it. Can you still buy tape players?
I think with the internet, you can always find you can always find some place that's going to sell you on what you want to buy. So yeah, it's out there. There's people that recondition them. It's niche. It's niche, and it's done by music fans that have a sense of humor about it and want to just have that tangible artifact, just like the vinyl, just like the LP is. It's a tangible artifact of a time and place of owning the music. Real music fans like to own their music. Mm-hmm. You can like music, but if you actually are a music fan, you want to own it. You want to bring it into your house. You want to make it part of your life. And what's the best way to make it part of your life is to bring it into your home. And you can do that with a CD. You can do that with a vinyl record, or you can do that with a cassette too.
And if you think about sort of mixtape culture, which I think of sort of being, the 80s, the height of mixtape culture, maybe the early 90s, that kind of thing.
Sure.
That's all about cassette, right? Because all those mixtapes were on cassette. So it doesn't seem the same, Rob and I were talking, it doesn't seem the same to have someone burn you a CD.
Or send you a Spotify playlist.
Right.
It's very personal. Yeah, that they took the time to record that cassette. They chose the songs. They had to sit there while those songs were being recorded to the cassette. And then let's not forget the charm of actually decorating the J card itself and putting their personal information. And it's a very personal thing. Just like real music is, real music on a tangible artifact is, it's a very personal. So it's it's a smiling no thank you to a lot of modern technology and gadgets these days.
We're talking about music on cassettes. Tomorrow's National Cassette Store Day. Dave Zero is with us. By the way, if you are still a cassette fan, if you still listen, let us know over at the Central Time Facebook page. The nostalgia factor is what hits me here, Dave.
Oh, sure.
Playing cassettes, spooling them back into place with a pencil if you need to, prying them out when the machine tried to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And the mixtapes, of course. Are people getting into this, though, who weren't there, who don't have that nostalgia?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Again, going back to vinyl, as the same thing with vinyl, there's a whole generation of kids that didn't grow up with it. So they have the sense of discovery. They are discovering this medium, and it's new to them. It's novel, it's interesting, and it's fun. So they're rediscovering this thing that was kind of cast aside by, you know, society and told that, well, we're done with this. And, you know, there's always going to be a generation of people that want to pick it up and start playing it again. There are some quirks to it, yeah. I mean, it's it can be hard to... The cassettes do have some quirks to them,
mm-hmm.
but so does every, every sort of music. Your computer could crash, and then you lose all your MP3 files. Your records could scratch. Your CDs could scratch. It's, you know, that's just the part of owning music and participating with music. There's always those chances.
So you're a music store guy. Can you actually find good quality cassettes out there to buy right now? You said there's some new artists that are dropping their new stuff on cassette,
right.
But is there really a broad amount of stuff you can buy?
Oh, yeah. It's not huge. Again, it's not huge. It's a very niche category, but there are a lot of people. There's a label out of Oakland, California, I believe, called Burger Records that have done a fantastic job reissuing quite a few titles on cassette, and they are the ones that really kind of kicked Cassette Store Day going, really. they've just this Cassette Store Day, there's going to be reissues by Green Day's album Dookie, the billion-selling album. But here it is on cassette. We're going to have cassettes by Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan and Motorhead and Chris Walla, a very cool indie rock artist. It's, again, the artists that are participating in it, too, kind of get the joke. And a lot of artists are going to be music fans and people that want that tangible artifact. So when they get the chance to make a tape, they're going to do it.
You use the word joke. Does that mean this is kind of inherently ironic? Is this sort of an ironic thing?
I don't know if it's ironic. I wouldn't really say it's ironic. I would say it's fun. It's when you go into being a music fan, it's kind of how you perceive being a music fan. Do you like participating with your music? Do you like it being with you? And I think most people want to participate with music because it's fun. It gives them a sense of, you know, you can ask 20 different people why they like music and people will give you 20 different answers. But music fans and people that actually, again, want to own the music, they want that artifact, they want that piece of music in their life, they're going to want to have fun with it. It's fun. It is novel, and I do appreciate that, but it's also fun, so why not?
Dave, is there, getting back to the nostalgia factor, is there a band or maybe two that you associate when you think of back in the day listening on cassettes?
Oh, one of my proudest moments was being, I think, 12, and I was able to collect all the Van Halen cassettes up until that point, all the way up to OU812. That was one of my proudest moments of a 12-year-old music fan. I still remember my grandmother taking me to Kmart, and I was getting the last one, the last OU812 on cassette. It was a proud moment. I still have them, actually, too.
Wow.
And I had an old car for quite a long time, so I had a tape player, and I had my Johnny Thunders tapes and I can't even remember who else we had on a cassette, but I still have them. I have my mixtapes. Some of my favorite possessions are some of my mixtapes from friends who have passed on, and I still see those. I still see their handwriting, and it still means a lot to me because it's part of them, and that part of them is still with me, so those cassettes are still very precious to me.
I threw out my cassette collection. But, you know, one of the things I like, which isn't even the music at all, I kind of like the sound that they make when you click them into the player and then shut the lid behind them. Yeah.
Sure. You know, you're actually, you are starting the music. You're in charge of that. And it's a sound of anticipation, you could say. You know, you put it in there, you know the sound. It's like the sound of the needle dropping on the record. Exactly.
The tape hiss.
Yeah, you know, but it's a sound of anticipation. You know something's going to happen. You again, you're participating with the music, and that's what music fans really enjoy. You can listen to anything on the cloud, but now you're actually participating with the band. You're participating with the artist, no matter what format's on, and some people just prefer the cassette.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Dave Zero is the owner of Mad City Music Exchange. He joined us to talk about National Cassette Store Day, which is coming up tomorrow.
We'll go out with one of my favorite cassette jams. I wore this one out from my dad's collection, actually, back in the day. Coming up on Food Friday, Lori Skelton joins us to talk about baking with more spice than sugar. I'm Rob Ferrick.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.